Her Excellency Senator Derumendi, His Excellency Dr. A.K. Abdul Momen, respectable colleagues from Foreign Ministry of France, Business France, MEDEF International, Senators, distinguished business leaders, Assalamu alaikum. I am representing BIDA, Bangladesh Investment Development Authority, which was created in 2016. However, BIDA is a merger of two organizations, the erstwhile Bangladesh Board of Investment and Privatization Commission. And Board of Investment was in around since 1989. So BIDA bears the legacy of a old organization. BIDA is also the Apex Investment Promotion Agency. It represents all the other IPAs, that is the investment promotion agencies, like Economic Zone Authority, High Tech Park Authority, PPP Office, and Export Processing Zone Authority. Some of the data that I have been showing in this presentation has already been mentioned by our Honorable Foreign Minister and other speakers. However, I will again show them, but I will not linger on them because you have already heard about how Bangladesh is doing in the development trajectory. Bangladesh is marching ahead. How the world behaves Bangladesh. You have already heard that many major economic watchdog has described Bangladesh in this manner, like McKinsey and Company has stated that Bangladesh is the next China, especially for apparel sourcing. It is going to be the world's 20th and 23rd largest economy by 2030 and 2041, which has been stated by Price Waterhouse and Coopers. Bangladesh will be the 12th economic power of the world in 2050, which has been stated by UBS, a Swiss bank, and also JP Morgan, the Goldman Sachs. They have pointed out that Bangladesh is the next five frontier countries' economies. Bangladesh is going to be the next 11 countries in the 21st century. And also, Japanese External Trade Organization, they have said that Bangladesh is the low-cost and high-return manufacturing destination in Asia, consecutively in 2017 and 2018 surveys of JETRO. If you look at these figures, you will see that over a period of four decades, how Bangladesh has grown. Like GDP, which was in the early 80s, 3.73%, it has grown to, on an average, 6.89%. Trade, which was in the 90s, but if you go back to 80s, it was below 1 billion, now it is 41 billion. Likewise, poverty, which was more than 58% in the 80s, which has gone down to 21.8% in 2018, that is headcount poverty rate, but extreme poverty rate has gone down below, which is according to CIA fact sheet, it is 7.1% now. Investment ratio, investment to GDP ratio has also risen, and it has gone up to 33%, and which is actually in alignment with our perspective or long-term plans, that is, by 2021, we plan to have investment GDP ratio by 34%. This is, again, how the country has grown over these four decades. In the 80s, it was GDP was 22 billion. Now it is 317 billion. Trade was 3.6 billion. Now it is grown to both export and import together, 96 billion. Investment was 17.6% to GDP. Now it is 33% actually, not 31.23%. Poverty from 58% has gone down to 21.8%. We have a vision for growing to a high-income country by 2041, and this is how the vision works. GDP from 335 billion of 2021 will go up to around 3 trillion economy. GDP growth will be, now it is over 8%, but we plan to have it within a few more years, double-digit growth. GDP per capita now is around $2,000, but it will be around from 12 to 15,000 in the year 2041. So this is how we plan to grow. And in this growth, in our growth path, we want France to be our companion. From all this that we have heard, the future of Bangladesh is very exciting. And in this exciting growth, BIDA has a role to play. Why BIDA? We are an investment promotion agency. We provide these services. Key services are investment promotion, facilitation, policy advocacy. That is where business climate is faltering or is not congenial. We are advocating policies to reform that process and make it more business friendly. We are providing matchmaking services, sector briefings, project structuring, transaction advisory. And key services is counseling, regulatory approvals, visas and work permit, foreign borrowing, investors aftercare. BIDA services to investors. We provide guidance on doing business. We have a number of publications on doing business, how to do business in Bangladesh, on investment climate, on sector profiles, promotion materials on sectors. We have identified 20 sectors, priority sectors, where investors can invest, and we have a good amount of data in these sector profiles. And if you go to our website, you can find them. We have uploaded them for investors. We respond to investment-related queries, investment guidance, support in forming studies, statutes, policies, and regulations. We give registration to new industries, facilitate utility services, support for importing machineries and raw materials, support for obtaining external financing, approval of royalty and technical assistance fees, and so on. Investment climate of Bangladesh. All these issues has already been described by other speakers, but let me repeat again. Any kind of investment, especially foreign investment, is secured by law against nationalization and expropriation. Local and foreign investment are given equal treatment. 100% foreign equity is allowed, along with unrestricted exit. Unlike many countries, almost all industrial sectors are open to foreign investors. Bilateral investment treaties has been signed with 31 countries. Actually, it has been signed with 34 countries, but now 31 BITs are operational, including France, which was signed in 1985. Double taxation treaties has been signed with 33 countries, including France, and with France, it has been signed in 1989. We are signatory to ICSID, UNCITRAL, OPIC, MIGA, WIPA, WIPO and WTO. All laws, regulations are conducive to investment. Opportunities. There are many opportunities, many potential sectors where investors can come in and invest. For example, infrastructure, communication, energy, power, ports, economic zones, manufacturing, competitive manufacturing supporting global value chains, competitive services, IT and ITES, BPOs, logistics, health, skills, education, trading, HR development, all modes of investment, 100% FDI, joint venture, partnerships, public-private partnerships, non-equity modes, technology transfer, licensing, franchising, contracting, etc., and also foreign lending. Sectors open for FDI. These are the sectors that I have already mentioned, energy and infrastructure. In the slide, we have also shown the subsectors, ICT and electronics, textile and clothing, agribusiness and food processing, pharma and pharmaceuticals and chemicals, healthcare and others. There are some reserve sectors, arms and ammunition. Four sectors are reserved actually. Arms and ammunition, nuclear power, security printing and minting, afforestation and mechanized extraction within the boundary of reserve forest. This is exclusively for government investment. And we can understand why this is true. So there are some regulated sectors. We have 22 regulated sectors. These regulated sectors means that if you want to invest, you have to take approval from certain ministry or division of the government. Some of these are deep sea fishing, bank, financial institutions, power sector, exploration, extraction, energy sector, large scale infrastructure project, crude oil refinery, so on and so forth. When one investor wants to invest in Bangladesh, he can go on following this roadmap. Setting up of industry, there is certain requirements, opening a bank account, company formation, trade license, obtain TIN, VAT certificate from National Board of Revenue, land purchase. Then if required, you can go for bidder registration. If you have bidder registration, then bidder can provide the services that I have already mentioned. For setting up commercial offices, we also provide registration to commercial offices. And for these, you have need to follow the kind of steps and the documentation that has been mentioned in this slide. I will not go into detail here. All this is available in our website. We have attractive incentive schemes for investors. In terms of taxes, tax exemption, we have tax holidays for 5 to 7 years and also 10 years for certain sectors and also the economic zones. Tariff concessions for capital machineries and import of raw materials. Avoidance of double tax and DTIs, as I have already mentioned. There are provision of cash incentives for export of certain products, agro-based, shipbuilding, textile, and fish, frozen fish, and something like that. We have an export development fund, and there is an equity entrepreneurship fund, which is available for agriculture investment and also investment in IT products and IT services. We provide opportunities for accelerated depreciation in lieu of tax holiday. We have provision for fast-track approval. We actually, in BIDA, as well as in BESA and other IPAs, we are introducing the one-stop service, online-based one-stop service. And from anywhere in the world, you can apply for registration, company registration and other services, and you can have them. Currently, we have 6 agencies of the government, like Register of Joint Stock Company, NBR, BIDA, and some other organization. Banks and other organizations, they are connected through internet, and you can apply in BIDA website. We have a VSS portal, and from there you can register a company for startup companies. So fast track approval is available in that manner, and also for work permit and registration, project office registration and other cases, we provide fast-track approvals. The competitive edge of Bangladesh, we have already said time and again that we have political stability. Bangladesh's competitive edge, export-oriented, abundance of competitive workforce, lowest wage in Asia, duty-free market access, bond facilities, economic zones, and export processing zones. Consumer market finance, more than 160 billion population with young and brand conscious consumers, access to 3 billion regional market, ODA pipeline, external finance, infrastructure, energy, many mega projects underway in roads and highways, power and energy sectors, startups, IT, high mobile density, internet density, like mobile density is almost 95% or 99%. Internet density is more than 60%. Tech-savvy young generation, we have a digital Bangladesh policy, which will go as further step forward, take us a further step forward. For Bangladesh and France, we have a strong story of strong friendship and growth. However, while trade boomed, investment was moderate. From our database, we find that 50 companies of French companies has registered with BIDA, and their plan of investment was 300 million. The FDI inflows in 2018 from France was around 20 million, not in the list of 10 largest invested countries. However, we hope that through this visit and in future visit, investment from France will come in and grow, and France will become the one of the 10 most largest investors in Bangladesh. French companies in Bangladesh, you know already who are there, and these are some of the list who are already here in Bangladesh. Why should you invest more in Bangladesh? I have already pointed out we are a profitable location for investors, both as a market and product sourcing base, secured by law. 100% foreign equity is allowed, along with unrestricted exit, competitive advantage, advantage in labor and utility cost, demographic dividend, literate, youth-centric, and internet-penetrated user base, trade logistics and infrastructure, balanced 3R, enhanced electricity supply, mega projects on infrastructure. Made in Bangladesh is economical. We have 40 years of experience. Price is low, quality is high. Workforce is educated, safe, green. We are committed. We have market access to 160 million people in Bangladesh and 3 billion people in the region. And also versatility is our strength and backward linkage. For further information, I would like to request you to visit our website, www.bida.gov.bd. Merci.
Merci, cher monsieur. Maintenant, nous allons donner la parole à...
Thank you, sir. Now we're going to give the floor to our next speaker, who's going to tell us about investment opportunities on ITC in Bangladesh.
Honorable Foreign Minister of Bangladesh, Your Excellency, Senator Dormedi, and other dignitaries, Honorable Ambassador of Bangladesh. A very good afternoon to you all. You see, most of the slides that I would be showing to you have already been covered in all these presentations. That is the disadvantage of, you know, presenting after so many good presentations. But even though, I will just go through them very, very quickly and focus on one or two of the slides that are important for the ICT industry in Bangladesh. Just to give you an idea, I am the president of BASIS. BASIS is the apex body of the ICT industry in Bangladesh. We have more than 1,200 member companies. And it was established in 1997. So we have been working hand in hand with the Bangladesh government to build the mandated digital Bangladesh by 2021. A scenario, the tech adoption scenario in Bangladesh, 147 million mobile users are there, according to our data from last year. Almost 94 million internet subscribers and 59 million clients of mobile financial services. As you may know that Bangladesh has the company called bKash, which is the largest mobile financial services, the digital money, digital transaction services in the world, in the whole world. That is the number one company. This is a local market scenario. The local market size for software and IT-enabled services in 2017 was about $1 billion, and it is projected to grow at a CAGR of 34% till 2020. And by 2025, we can expect this to grow up to $4.8 billion. This is the local market, and the source is Everest Group. The ICT industry is composed of over 2,000-plus companies. Local market size, as I said, it is around a little more than $1 billion. 40-plus offshore development centers and joint venture companies, they have started working in Bangladesh already. Software export is about $1 billion. We have reached $1 billion last December. And as I said, the growth rate is 25% in the last 6 years. So this is the industry scenario of the information and communication technology industry. For ICT export, you can see it was a mere $24 million 10 years back. Now it's about $1 billion. Human resource potential is 64% youth, as you know, are between 18 to 35, and English education is built into the education system. Total graduate pool is about 1 million, and among them, 22,000 computer science graduates, they come out in the industry every year. We have more than about 1 million IT professionals working in the industry and related industry, but in ICT. And we have more than 400,000, actually this figure is a little outdated. It's about 600,000 freelancers in Bangladesh, and mostly they are doing outsourcing job to US, UK, the EU, and Japan. And there are numerous IT and ICT capacity development institute located across the country. BASIS has, our association has a large IT training institute, a world-class IT training institute funded by Asian Development Bank. And so far we have trained more than 30,000 youths. The government also has several projects. Through them, government is imparting training. These trainings are hands-on, which is actually beyond the graduation, the undergraduate studies, and they have focus on women also. There are special programs for women to include them in the ICT industry. I am not going into this detail about the Bangladesh-France relationship. You have heard in the previous presentations. It was recognized by Bangladesh was recognized by France as a sovereign state on 14th February 1972, which is one of the earliest states. So you can understand that France is a very, very old friend of Bangladesh. And France is also directly supporting infrastructure development projects in through AFD. It is the fourth largest export destination for Bangladesh. Ready-made garments, of course, it actually accounts for 90% of export. We also export leather, footwear, shrimps, frozen fish, ceramic, pharmaceutical industry. These are the several bilateral agreements that we had signed so far, starting from 29th August 1980. One is very important. Number three is Convention for the Double Taxation and the Prevention of Fiscal Evasion with respect to taxes on income. This is very important when you are talking about FDI. So we have a double taxation treaty between the two countries. This slide has also been shown in other presentation, but this is a testimonial, so I would like to repeat it. I feel good to say good things about my country. So you have seen that these testimonials given by McKinsey and Company, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, PwC, Jetro, UBS, etc. Everybody is talking about Bangladesh and how and why Bangladesh is actually the next destination for your investment. One very, very important statement made by Jetro 2 years in a row is that Bangladesh is a low-cost but high-return manufacturing destination in Asia. So this is the very, very important statement that you must keep in mind when thinking about foreign investment. World's fourth largest economy, it is. Poverty rate has dropped. You have seen that in other presentations. We have the roadmap for being the 23rd largest economy by 2041. GDP USD $831 billion US dollars. GDP growth has been very steady and actually growing. We have discussed this in other presentations, so I'm not going in detail into these. Again, just a comparative scenario, if you just want to consider the Southeast Asia, China, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, you will see Bangladesh is the highest in terms of the GDP growth. This was actually shown by our colleague from BIDA, so I'm not going into that. Country comparison for the protection of investors, very important. How do we protect the investors? If you see the indexes, Index of Transaction Transparency, Bangladesh has scored 6.0, just after United States. Index of Managers Responsibility, it is 7.0, again behind United States. Index of Shareholders Power is 4.0. Index of Investor Protection, 5.7. So these are some index that you can consider. Favorable investment environment by Bangladesh government. Power sector. We have the plan to grow to 24,000 megawatt by 2021. Investment-friendly climate, investment-friendly policies set by the government in consultation with the industry. This is, again, very important. All these policies that you have been listening to from BIDA and different agencies, BESA and different agencies, these policies have been made by the government in consultation with the business community, with the industry. So that is very, very important, and that also shows how sincere the government is and how friendly the government, business friendly the government is. Local market potential is extensive potential of the growth of the local market, and local IT companies attain excellent HR, able to work and deliver top-notch performance in international projects. Just to give you an idea, our local IT companies, they have delivered large projects. The biggest government portal in the world, consisting of more than 24,000 pages, that has been developed by our IT companies. The Bangladesh government has been using that portal. The entire the national ID scheme, that entire project was developed by a Bangladeshi company. The passport, the MRP, the machine readable passport, also the driving license project. These are all a few examples of large projects that IT companies in Bangladesh they have implemented, and not only in Bangladesh, some of these projects have been replicated in other countries, in other African countries and neighboring countries like Nepal and Bhutan. What to consider if you invest in Bangladesh? Good macroeconomic stability characterized by a high growth rate of 7.1% in 2017, an open and diverse economy, a very low-cost workforce, a strategic geographic position as a gateway to countries in the Asia-Pacific region, a strategic and competitive position in the value chain of the global economy, an economic and legislative government globally favorable to business, as I was saying. You have known that, you have heard in other presentations that government is creating or building 28 high-tech parks and software technology parks around Bangladesh, and there are lots of incentives that you will be getting if you come and invest in these or set up your company in these parks. Some of them are I'll just go through it very quickly, although I believe our next presenter will talk about the high-tech park in detail. So Bangladesh is building a number of high-tech parks, as I said. Bangladesh High-Tech Park Authority is an autonomous body to develop the ICT industry through creation, management, operation, and development of high-tech parks. The Bangabandhu High-Tech City is the first full-fledged economic zone for IT and IT-enabled services and high-tech industry in Bangladesh, and it covers more than 250 acres, which is divided in five blocks. The incentives, if you set up your company in BHTPA, the high-tech park or software technology park, is you get 10 years of tax exemption, total tax exemption. There's no corporate tax. For the first 7 years, it's totally 100%. And then on the eighth year, it will be 90%. On the ninth year, it will be 80%. And the 10th year, it will be 70%. Tax exempted up to 2024 for all ITES companies. So no matter if you want to set up your company in those parks or anywhere in the country, you can set up your company anywhere in the country, but if it is an IT or ITES company, you will automatically get a tax holiday up to 2024. So there is no question asked. Duty-free import of capital machineries and construction materials. 10% cash incentives on software and IT-enabled services export. So if you export software, do outsourcing jobs, export, you will get, government will give you 10% extra cash benefit. If your company is within the high-tech park, it will be 4% though. 100% ownership of foreign investors. So there is no bar on the shareholding, and also 100% profit repatriation for investors. So investors can take back the entire profit if they want to. And 3 years income tax exemption for foreign experts. The personal, not the corporate, I'm talking about the personal income tax. So if there are foreign experts working in your company, they will enjoy 3 years tax holiday. These were the slides that I had, but I just want to add a few lines also, which were not covered here. Bangladesh also has a very robust infrastructure, internet infrastructure. We have CIMI V4 and CIMI V5, these two submarine cable. Interestingly, both of these submarine cable are actually terminated in France. So we are directly connected with France through two fiber optic cable. There are also six other terrestrial cable coming through India into Bangladesh. So there are enough redundancy of internet, and there is no question of blackout of internet in the country. Also, we have, as you have seen in the presentations before, we have our own communication satellite which covers the entire Bangladesh. Every square inch of Bangladesh is covered. So for any kind of natural disaster, we can always use a VSAT and get connected through the satellite, and we'll be connected to the world. So redundancy is not a problem in Bangladesh anymore. Also, the government has been working on a project called Info Shortcut 3. And with that Info Shortcut 3, the government is taking broadband internet, the fiber optic network, up to the rural areas. So it will be finished by the end of this year. And after this, again, the entire country will be covered by broadband. Government is seriously working on introducing 5G technology by 2021. And by 2023, the entire Bangladesh will be covered by 5G technology. So you can see that we have started working on the fourth industrial revolution, and the skills that are needed, such as blockchain, IoT, augmented reality, artificial intelligence, robotics, our students have been learning all these skills, and Bangladesh has been exporting many of these projects. These fourth industrial revolution, the artificial intelligence and robotics, many of these projects Bangladesh has already exported to Japan and Saudi Arabia. So we are working with the cutting edge technology. So we have the required skills. I would request all of you to please come and check Bangladesh out. I am inviting all of you to come to Bangladesh on February 6th, 7th, 9th, and 10th. We are having the Soft Expo 2020, which is the largest software and ITS exhibition in South Asia. If you come and visit, you will see for yourself what Bangladesh is doing in the IT industry, and you will believe that Bangladesh is actually in the IT industry. It is the best kept secret in that region of the world. I am seeing that there are a few NRBs who have joined us here. I have a special request to all of you, especially the non-resident Bangladeshis who are living in France. আমি আপনাদেরকে একটা স্পেসিফিক রিকোয়েস্ট করতে চাই আপনারা আপনাদের যেই অফিসে আপনি আছেন যেই ব্যবসা আপনি করেন সেই ব্যবসার ছোট ছোট কাজ একটা ওয়েবসাইট একটা মোবাইল অ্যাপ ছোট ছোট কাজগুলো বাংলাদেশ থেকে করিয়ে নিয়ে আসেন এটাই করালে আপনি দেখবেন যে আপনার কাজটা খুব ভালো হচ্ছে আমি আপনাদেরকে গ্যারান্টি দিয়ে বলছি ইউ উইল বি স্যাটিসফাইড ফুললি স্যাটিসফাইড ছোট কাজ করেন আমি মিলিয়ন ডলার চিন্তা করতে চাই না আমি বলতে চাচ্ছি আপনি 1000 ইউরোর কাজ করেন 500 ইউরোর কাজ করেন 2000 ইউরোর কাজ করেন এবং তাহলে যেটা আপনি দেখবেন যে আপনার দেখা দেখি আরেকজন হয়তো বলবে যে ভালো কাজটা কোথা থেকে করিয়েছেন এইভাবে কিন্তু গ্রোথটা হবে সো thank you very much. Thanks for the support from the embassy, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to present the ICT industry of Bangladesh. Thanks.
Merci beaucoup pour votre présence.
Thank you very much for your presentation, which is very interesting.